I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. It is time now for our weekly Africa update. China took another giant step towards solidifying long-haul relationships with Africa last week. It hosted the Board of Governors of African Development Bank in Shanghai and 2,000 other delegates from around the continent and China, including the Chinese premier and top officials from many of China's financial institutions. NPR's special Africa correspondent Charlene Hunter-Galt was there, and she joins us now to tell us more about the conference. Hey, Charlene.
Hi, Fry.
So what exactly is this African Development Bank, and how big was this meeting? Significant was this meeting?
Well, it was very significant. The bank, you know, is the premier development financial institution on the continent. Its purpose is to combat poverty and mobilize resources. The shareholders are from 53 African countries and 24 non-African, including China. And what they do is gather monies from its members, it generates funds, and then it puts money into projects in different countries. And the significance of it is that this is only the second time the meeting has been held outside Africa. And clearly the African private sector sees a lot of potential in this relationship. Both ADB President Donald Kaburuka and Chinese Premier Wang Jiabao talked about how this was aimed at a win-win partnership. And I think that's the goal for each side.
So are the African governments winning anything so far?
Well, I think they are. I mean, the Chinese are getting more out of it by far because they're getting 28% of their oil from Africa. And I think that they're way ahead in their strategic planning. But Africa is getting something out of the deal. I mean, at the Beijing summit last November, there were 48 African leaders where top Chinese officials offered $5 billion in loans and credit to Africa and a doubling of aid. The trade has gone up 40% from previous year, tenfold from 10 years ago. And now China is looking to spend some $20 billion in Africa over the next 3 years.
That is huge. And where do you think African governments are going to spend that money?
Well, they talk a lot about infrastructure, which is what most Africans identify as the continent's most pressing needs. But there are other areas, too. There's a whole litany of investments that the Chinese have made. They've made 900 infrastructure projects, given 20,000 government scholarships to African students, and they've got 18,000 medical practitioners on the continent. So, and they say they are serving 180 million patients. So they're also doing a lot of other things. And so right now, Africans, like those financial people in the ADB, think that this is it's a value added on both sides.
I have talked to many young Africans, thinking of a Nigerian guy and some people in Zimbabwe when I was there, who say, well, actually, this is the new colonialism. China's going to come in and buy us up. Are there a lot of concerns like that?
Not really, not in these fora that I've been in. I mean, part of this is about building trust. There's a lot of suspicion on part of Africans. Some are saying, you know, this is the second scramble for Africa, particularly civil society. One participant at the Shanghai meeting even talking about how the Chinese don't share. They come in lock, stock, and barrel. They own the project. They manage it. They bring workers to it. But on the other hand, you know, they did acknowledge that there were some problems, like the Chinese dumping of goods that are often inferior onto the African market, sometimes driving out local merchants, discussions about the environment. But mainly it's been about China saying that it's not going to interfere in the internal affairs of the African countries. And there's already mounting pressure on China to do just that, particularly to put pressure on Darfur, which provides China with 7% of its oil. And there are threats to stage protests ahead of the Olympics in Beijing, calling it the China Genocide Olympics, unless they do something to put pressure on the Sudanese government to make changes in Darfur.
And so how are Western governments and non-government groups responding to this?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm here in Berlin at a conference. The German government is having a World Economic Forum in which I've been a participant. And Western officials, including the Germans, very gingerly are expressing, well, not so gingerly, because Chancellor Merkel has talked about their concern that China's lending could lead to a new round of burdensome debt for Africa, which the countries may not be able to pay back. And one of the critical discussions that they've had is how China has these no-strings soft loans, you know, America and the West ask the African governments when they give aid to respect human rights, to practice good governance, et cetera, et cetera. But the Chinese aren't involved in any of that. They're just given these soft loans. And there's a real concern on the part of the Western governments that this isn't going to help promote good governance in Africa. You know, and while the Western governments are wary about China, African financial ministers meeting here in Germany are saying that, you know, the West has broken its promises to Africa, especially in providing aid for education and health. And Oxfam says that the G8 countries will fall $30 billion short of their pledge 2 years ago to increase aid to developing countries by $50 billion by 2010. So that, you know, there's a real competition now, if not a scramble for Africa between the West and the East.
Charlene, thank you again.
Thank you, Farah. It's been nice being with you from Germany.
NPR Special Africa Correspondent Charlene Hunter-Galt. She joined us from NPR's Berlin Bureau.